The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane. In with Rose Gray, award-winning Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. How are you?
Oh, bien, actually. It's not award-winning Rose Gray. It's award-winning Fox World Travel. Okay, it's a collaborative effort.
Nice. So you went on a trip to collect this award.
I did. I was the lucky one that got to go. And so I have to tell everybody what's going on. So it's the GIVC, the Gourmet Inclusive Vacation Consultants Award. It's given out by Charisma Hotels and Resorts. If you look at Charisma, not spelled the traditional way, but spelled K-A-R-I-S-M-A, Charisma. It includes Azul, Generations, Margaritaville, El Dorado Royale that I talk about all the time, yeah, and the new Nickelodeon Hotel and Resort. And we all got to stay at Nickelodeon.
Nice.
And it was spectacular. I have stayed at the Nickelodeon, its sister property, in Punta Cana with my grandson. It was fantastic. Hands down, the water park is 10 times better at this particular property. It's all things Nickelodeon. I learned about Nickelodeon. I guess, Dayton, can you think all the way back to Rugrats and Doug and Salute Your Shorts and all of the things that they, you didn't think you can't do that on television, you know, Hidden Legend, all of that, that then morphed into SpongeBob SquarePants, which is the signature character, Paw Patrol all over the place, right. Dora the Explorer all over the place. You think, oh, that sounds like way too much stuff for kids. The water park is adult friendly, if I can say that. It was fantastic. And the great service and cuisine, hence gourmet inclusive, that we have come to love about all the Charisma resorts is there in spades, let me tell you. It was spectacular. So from the water park party that we had the night I arrived all the way to Wednesday night's big gala event that was held at the El Dorado. You know, I talk about El Dorado Royale all the time. It's my favorite resort. I was glad we A, got to have the event there, and B, I did some breakout sessions there. I'm going to be honest, I skipped one and walked around the property and kept saying to myself, why do I love this place? Why do I love this place? I know why I love this place. It's home to me. It's clean, pristine. It's flat. It's walkable. It's everything I love. And so I just had a spectacular time. Thank you to Charisma. Thank you to Lomas Travel. Thank you to everybody that made this amazing event happen. And most especially, thank you to all the travel advisors at Fox World Travel that contribute to this, because you get this award based on your productivity.
Nice. Yep. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome. And all the travel part of it was fine? No issues?
It was absolutely fine. And this was my first. Remember, now when I was in France, I had to have a COVID test to come back to the United States. That was arranged by the ship, and that was all lovely. This was arranged by Charisma Resorts. And again, zero problems. Had my antigen test at 7:05, had my results at 7:45 a.m.
Nice.
The morning before I was leaving. So
perfect.
It was absolutely fantastic. Zero glitches. Everybody met me where they were supposed to be meeting me. All of the passes and the health codes and all of that all taken care of. And I have to be honest with you, they have you download a health form. Not one person asked me to see it. Not one person upon arrival.
Interesting.
So there
interesting.
You have it.
All right. This is the Fox World Travel Show. We're going to talk about a couple of online events you guys have coming up, and we're going to answer questions. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane. In with Rose. It's 68 on the way up to a high of 78. Some scattered showers throughout the day today. I guess people going to the Badgers game going to get a little wet today. So
maybe that'll
for that.
Help them.
Maybe we need some help, don't we? The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620. Let's jump over to Jim in New Berlin. Good morning. What's your question?
Yeah, question for Rose. About 50 years ago, as a young man, I took a trip around Europe to charm the heck out of me. I want to try to replicate it now with my wife, specifically flying from Chicago to Amsterdam, Amsterdam, URL to Luxembourg, which is a very charming place well before Tom Barrett made headlines. And it's really like Oz. It's like these little people with flower boxes in front of their houses on narrow streets. It's incredible. I think you, as I recall, I think I walked three blocks and I'd gone into the next country. It's very, very small. Anyway, and then from Luxembourg to URL to Munich for Oktoberfest, and then fly back from Munich to Chicago. And I'm hoping to do it all in a moderate way for under $5,000. And wondering if Rose has any tips, thoughts, whatever.
Yeah, so I actually would work with one of our travel professionals who can customize this for you. Lots of times people hear me on the show and they think, oh, okay, they do groups. She talks about groups all the time. We do a ton of individual travel, a ton. And we have lots and lots of European experts in our portfolio. All of our offices in your neck of the woods are open. I'm guessing the Brookfield office would probably be closest to New Berlin, correct?
Yeah.
So there we have Martha, born in France. Perfect. She does what we call FITs, foreign independent travel, all the time. Alana, super duper good at it. So there are people in our company that can absolutely piece that together for you and can make all of your Eurail reservations in advance. Now, I know there are some people that love to just fly by the seat of their pants. I'm not one of them when it comes to Eurail. I like to have my Eurail pass or my Eurail point-to-point tickets in place, and I like to have my seat assignments. How about you?
I did URL the pass back then, but I was a young vagabond. It probably wouldn't pay to get a pass.
Yeah.
Because we're specific to where we're going. We're not just wandering.
Yep. So I like the idea of getting the point-to-point tickets. I like the idea of paying the $11. It used to be 11. Let's hope it still is. I haven't done a URL investigation in a while, thanks to COVID. But it was $11 for your seat assignments. I'll pay it. I want that. And we can make all of those arrangements for you. And then we also, as I said, would have some probably really good ideas about some boutique hotels that would fit your needs and would stay within your budget.
Great. So
that's what I would do.
Sounds like
a great trip. I love Luxembourg.
Question.
Yeah.
One last question. Is Oktoberfest still what I remember it to be 50 years ago, or is it gone touristy? I remember it is very local. You were very welcomed as Americans, as I'm sure we'd still be. But it's a real nice party atmosphere, not commercialized, just real people having fun together in beer gardens. Is that still what it is, essentially?
Yeah. So I was there a couple of years ago. So do you remember, like, the four major breweries had four giant tents? And those were the big tents that everybody went into. Those were the big tents that everybody tried to get tickets for.
Right.
Okay,
so we were in tents. I remember that well.
Yep,
and they also you something Americans don't know, and I'm sure you do if you've been there. There are two things that go great with beer, and they serve it, and they go around with these. The women will have these big trays. One is pretzels, obviously that works, but also radishes. I remember that distinctly.
Yep.
And there's nothing like radish with salt. Hmm. And beer, and not to mention the friendliness. So, no, I remember the tents, and I'm just hoping the atmosphere is the same.
Yep. So what I might suggest, though, is then, so those are like the four major breweries that you know of, and then there's all kinds of smaller ones. Those sometimes are more fun than the great big ones that you need to get the tickets well in advance for. So that's something to consider as well. But yeah, it's changed, but it's gotten bigger.
Midway as well.
Yes.
Is it still a Carnival Midway also? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
It wouldn't be in any other way but to go with an agent.
Perfect. I know that would be the best thing to do, because where would you be without your travel advisor? There you go.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Sounds like a great trip.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to take a break. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to talk tipping, we're going to talk parking, and more coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. Brewers taking on the Dodgers in L.A. tonight. First pitch at 8:10 here on WTMJ. Of course, coverage starts a little before that. Let's talk travel. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. John from Burlington on the line. Good morning.
Morning, Rose.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Just was going to ask, we're going on a Viking River cruise on the Danube, and we're going to be stopping in, we're going to be in Czech Republic, Austria, Germany, Hungary, and Slovakia. If we're going inland to any of the tours or stop there, you know, to eat or anything, are they partial to taking American dollars for tips, or should you tip in the local currency?
Well,
listen.
Certainly it would be the best if you could tip in the local currency. Now, you've mentioned several countries where they don't use euros. So that's a little challenging, because then you've got to get the currency for that country. But you are better off tipping in euros if you don't have the local currency than you are tipping in U.S. dollars, because they have a better chance of changing those euros than they do changing those American dollars. What you need to put in your mind is, what if somebody from Hungary came to the United States, went to a restaurant, and left their foreign currency as the tip? You know, so we're leaving American dollars, and then they've got to figure out some way to exchange that. So the best thing you can do is either use your credit card and include it on the bill, or you can go ahead and leave euros. That's the better thing to do. The other thing to keep in mind is that tipping in Europe is very different than it is in the United States. Waiters and wait staff are paid very well in Europe, much better than they are. You know, in the United States, you don't even have to pay a waiter minimum wage,
right?
Because they base their salary or their wages on the fact that they expect they're going to get tips. That's not the way it works in Europe. They're given a fair wage, and so tipping is far less expected. And often, I mean, it ends, though, therefore, it is less expensive than what we would do. So certainly you can leave something. But again, anytime you're tipping in a foreign country, if you leave U.S. dollars, you've put that particular customer service person in a position where they've got to figure out how to change that back.
I always thought whoever in the restaurant industry started that whole trend is a genius. You're going to pay my employees to do their job instead of me.
Isn't that crazy?
How did that work?
Yeah.
Like, how did that get started? But
yep.
That's where we live. So
that's where we live.
All right. On the text line here, it says, what is the best way to get to Chicago O'Hare for an international flight if you have a 15-day trip planned? Is it cheaper to park your car there or somewhere and then take a shuttle in?
Parking at O'Hare is expensive. Parking at O'Hare is very expensive. It's just like Mitchell or any other major airport, there's outlots that are less expensive than the at the terminal, which is astronomically expensive right now. One of the parking lots that we've been using lately since the pandemic, several of our favorites closed, but a new one was built and started up, is called Pre-Flight. Pre-Flight. It is a 7 to 12 minute ride to O'Hare. They have a shuttle that goes all the time. You can prepay it. All of the above. So Pre-Flight is going to be far less expensive for some kind of a 15-day stay. That I would certainly look at that instead.
If you can get somebody to drop you off and pick you up, even better, right?
Even better, yep. And then remember, you can also take a bus from Mitchell as well. That bus goes back and forth. But I like the convenience of just knowing my car is there when I, you know, if you get delayed or something like that, then you feel a little bad making somebody putting somebody out of the way. So Pre-Flight, airport parking at O'Hare, check it out.
We have about 30 seconds before we have to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Give people your information. How do they get a hold of Fox World Travel?
Yep, so it's 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Offices open throughout, so they can help you as well. I would always place a phone call if I was going to go, just because we are being cautious about allowing the how many people we're allowing in the office waiting, right, kind of a thing. So if you have an appointment, that certainly would help us out a little bit.
There you go. Let's jump over there. Alex, good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. 69 degrees on the way up to a high of 78 today. Some showers throughout the day. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Off the text line, it says, my family and I are going to Whistler over Christmas for a ski vacation. We're flying into Seattle and then driving up. We are vaccinated, but think we need a negative COVID test 72 hours in advance. Leaving on December 27th, where can we get a test around Christmas?
Well, first of all, lucky you get to go skiing at Whistler. That's pretty cool. Yes, regardless of citizenship, you must have a COVID-19 test result to enter Canada. All travelers, unless they're under five, so I'm not sure if there's anybody in that category. Antigen tests are not accepted. So once again, I'm going to go to my old friends at Summit Labs in this area. Dayton, can you tell me what the area code is on that text?
It was 414.
Okay, so that means Summit Labs will work.
Or 262, sorry.
That 262 is perfect. So in our area, we have this company called Summit Labs, and they've got five or six or seven locations. They have limited hours on Saturdays and they are not open on Sundays. So you got to work around that a little bit. But I have personal experience with them because my sister from Canada used them and she definitely got her results in less than 24 hours.
That's good.
So none of this, certainly you could go to CVS and you can go to Walgreens and there are several other places, but Summit Labs guarantees results within 24 hours.
Okay. 855-616-1620. Another one from the 262 says, found out through outside tour group, Celebrity Equinox Caribbean 7 Island Cruise will not allow passengers off the ship unless booked with their excursions. This info was not made available to me by Celebrity until I called to confirm the rumor. For rebooking, are all cruises following this policy?
Yes. So what I understand that most of them have a laundry list of places that you can go on your own tours. So read the text again. The text is saying it has to be one of their excursions.
That's what it said, unless their excursions.
Okay, so does that mean unless it's a celebrity excursion?
That's what it reads as.
Okay, because depending on whether you're Southern Caribbean, Eastern Caribbean, Western Caribbean, whatever, you can do on your own tour. If you're doing the Western Caribbean, you can do Roatan, Cozumel, Nassau only excursions. They're not allowing. Eastern Caribbean, you can do on your own tours in St. Croix, St. Martin, St. Thomas, Aruba, Bonaire. So there are some. So each Caribbean itinerary has some islands, some ports of call that you can do your own tours based on the government's requirements there. And then some are saying you can only do excursions provided by Celebrity if you're going to Antigua, Barbados, St. Kitts, Tortola. Again, it's all different. So it just depends on the country.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
Just another reason to work with a travel expert and have them helping you so they can answer these questions. Foxworldtravel.com is the website. And as I look at the website, I see two more virtual events coming up.
Yes. So we're very excited about this. Foxworldtravel.com, resources, vacation travel shows. You will see two upcoming virtual events. One is our World Tour Showcase. You want to know about this. This is going to be the group tours that we have planned for 2023.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, 2023. So that's exciting. We'll probably do a couple of 22s, but it's all about 23. And then never in my life have I ever heard of us announcing our Alaska promotions this early, October 28th, we will be doing a virtual Onstage Alaska for 2023. So, I mean, we've got some space left for 2022 on Alaska. It's going fast. Like, I'm looking at my departure, which is July 10th of 2022. There's 9 seats left. 9 seats.
Wow.
That's it. Colleen's are pretty much zeroed out. She might have one or two. She's got a departure that's got 4 left. So if you're still thinking about 2022, we can accommodate that. But if you're thinking more into the future for 2023, virtual Onstage Alaska, October 28th, World Tour Showcase for All Things Group Departures 2023 is the 20th. How do you RSVP for these? You go and register online, foxworldtravel.com, resources, drop down to vacation travel shows, and you will find that. Below that, you will find Croatia, Iceland, and Switzerland past recorded group travel series. So those three that we did in late August and throughout September are still available. And we do have some space on Croatia, on Iceland, and Switzerland. And breaking news, Colleen Alsberg will be the tour manager on the Iceland trip, which is actually happening July 15th, 2022. So if you've ever traveled with Colleen and you want to do it again to Iceland, this is your chance.
Always a fun time when you go on a trip with Colleen.
Boy, so, oh boy. That's why they won't let us travel together anymore.
I believe that. That's hilarious. Okay. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Before we go to this break, just a little comment here from the text line. It says, piggybacking on Rose's comment on individual travel. The Appleton office has helped us with 4 family trips to 7 European countries over the past 12 years. They've been so helpful in coordinating our accommodations, day trips, and our ground transportation, and they've always kept our budget in mind. So, little kudos to you.
Yay!
And your crew. It's not just about the big group travel. You can also book your individual travels with your families through there. That's what we're doing with my family this January with you guys. And you're helping us right now with adding another person in and trying to get that deal worked for us. So again, going with Fox World Travel, never a bad call. So get in there and make sure you contact them at foxworldtravel.com. It is the Fox World Travel Show. How many times did I say that in the last minute? Love it. Dayton Kane with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Canyon with Rose. Good morning. It's going to be a on and off kind of day. Scattered showers, a high of 78, sitting at 69 now in Milwaukee. And we are taking your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Going to talk to Lori calling in from Illinois. Thanks for listening. What's your question?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. We have a group of 9 traveling to Sandals Ochi in Jamaica for a wedding in August of next year. We've already booked the resort. What's the best way to book the air and we can travel either out of Milwaukee or O'Hare?
Okay, so have you already looked to see if any of the charter flights would accommodate you?
Not yet.
Okay, so that's my first suggestion. So look at your, I take it all 9 people are traveling on the same dates.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is in August, so I didn't think began until later in the year.
Yep, you're right. So charters are out of the question. Lori, I don't want to be the one to tell you this, but you need to have 10 passengers to constitute a group with an airline. And what does that get you? What that gets you is the fact that you can get a contract with them and then you just put down a deposit per person and then you pay the final payment closer to departure and all that kind of thing. Because 9 is challenging. You can put 9 people on a reservation with a travel consultant. We can put up to 9 people in a reservation, so that you make sure that all 9 people are on the same. I know that with some of the airlines, you can only put 6 on a reservation. Then you have to go back in and make another booking of 3. So that's a little crazy. But you may just want to reach out and ask somebody to do the pricing for you and make that booking for you, because it probably will save you a lot of headaches. We do charge a fee to do airline tickets. And that's sometimes people say to me, oh, I'm just booking a round trip to Milwaukee to New York. I can handle that. I don't need your assistance. I completely understand that. But when you're looking for 9 people on the same flights, sometimes it's better to just go ahead and have a professional help you. And that I might suggest that you do at this time.
Great. Thanks very much, Rose.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. You can always listen on your WTMJ app on your phone or online at WTMJ.com. I'm assuming that's how we were getting. Well, we do reach down to Illinois a little bit. We'll see how that worked out. But we do take your calls at 855-616-1620, no matter where you're calling in from. So let's jump over to Alyssa in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your question, Alyssa?
So I'm going to be traveling to Scotland and Ireland with some friends, and we're flying into Edinburgh from Milwaukee. And I'm just kind of wondering what the current restrictions are in terms of testing and what we need to know going in and then trying to get into other, activities and sites.
Okay. So what we need to look at probably is, what month are you traveling?
I'm actually leaving in 2 weeks.
Okay. So the best thing for you to do is check out gov.scot/coronavirus-COVID-19. gov.scot/coronavirus-COVID-19. That has all of the information right now, current. The other thing that you can do is, may I ask what airline you're flying?
So in the building she's
in. We're flying through Amsterdam, so we're flying KLM.
Okay. The other thing to do is go on KLM's website. And there is a tool on that website that will give you the information for your connecting city as well as your arrival city. And that will be the most up to date because they use not only government, CDC, and other resources, they also do have current information that is uploaded to them from some third party vendors or third party concerns that they can contract with. So there's a tool on the website, so you can pull up your reservation and do that, and then also check the gov.scot/coronavirus-COVID-19.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thanks.
I will definitely check out both of those things. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have fun.
Safe travels. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. One segment left with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. It's coming up next on WTMJ.
From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose. Brewers taking on the Dodgers in L.A. tonight. First pitch at 8:10. You can catch that game here on WTMJ. We already talked about the upcoming virtual events. What other trips do we need to know about?
Well, so we talked about Croatia, Iceland, and Switzerland. We announced that Colleen is going to be the tour manager on the Iceland trip. So
yes,
that's like really big news. We're also reminding people, because we haven't talked about it for a while. We announce them. They go great guns. And then we still have space left on Ireland with Rose, May 8th, 2022, Poland with Colleen, September 7th of 2022, and the Battlefields trip. And so for those of you who, you know, heard the announcement and then just sort of forgot about it and didn't do anything about it, this is your chance to make something happen. So Ireland adventure, very excited about that. We're more than halfway sold out on that one. We don't want that to be a trip you missed because you didn't do anything. France, Belgium, and Luxembourg in the Battlefields. September 4th, this is going to be great. That's the Jean Bromage trip with me. It's all things World War II, but not just World War II. We do some things in Paris and that kind of thing. But for those people who really, really want to delve more into that part of our history, that is a spectacular trip. Sold out big time last several years ago when we did it. It's more than three quarters of the way full. So I don't want you to miss out on that one. And then Colleen's Fascinating Poland is more than halfway full. And that is September 7th of next year. So all of those are really, really big news, we also want to remind everybody that we still do have some space left on our Best of Hawaii, Best of the Hawaiian Islands for February 28th. For those of you who are thinking, I just want to get out of here, it's a three-island trip, February 28th through the 10th. And then also a reminder, again, from our Alaska team and the group's team that is saying, certainly 2023 is going to be the year of Alaska. What we love about 2022 is we got to hold on to the prices that we were doing from 2020 that were canceled and then 2021 that were canceled. And we've moved those now to 2022. We know in 2023, these prices are going to be much higher.
I was just going to say, name one thing that's held a price through all of this. It's nothing.
It's crazy. And so we have been able to do that. So if you're thinking that might be a possibility for you, we do still have some really good space on a Gold Rush trip on the 12th of July. That's the Alaska and the Yukon. We have some space left with Colleen on August 2nd. We have some space left with me on July 10th, and then several others scattered throughout. So a really just a big shout out for the Alaska team for putting that together. Colleen does such a great job. Colleen got to steal away to Alaska a little bit this summer, which was, she can't go a whole, I mean, we were going to go, this will be 2 years that we haven't done Alaska. So she couldn't handle it. She had to leave. she had to go and find some way to do that. So again, we want to remind everybody that we've got upcoming shows. We know you love them. These will be a little bit longer. The other, Croatia, Iceland, and Switzerland, were 30 minutes. These, I promise you, will be a bit longer. The World Tour Showcase, we're going to feature and highlight those group trips that we have happening in 2023. You won't want to miss those announcements. And then the virtual Onstage Alaska Show. Never in my life of doing this job 30-some years have we ever announced our 2023. We're going to have Alaska trips for you in 2023. That's crazy.
I just want to say, I started doing the show with you in January, and it is so nice to talk about travel.
Yes, I know.
Because we weren't back in January. We were talking about shutting things down and how do I get money back and do I want to keep this trip? And it's so refreshing.
Oh, my gosh. Every day I said a little prayer as we walked in and said, what are we going to talk about today? Are we going to get any callers? Are we only going to be talking about COVID and cancellations?
This is really nice.
It's been refreshing and wonderful. So thank you. Don't forget to sign up online. If all that sounds too complicated, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Monday through Friday.
I'm off next week. Enjoy your time with Alex Crowe, who will be checking in with. You ready for next week, Alex? You got it under control?
I was born ready. I was in that seat for a couple of weeks before you got there. I'll be
Alex
set.
And I have worked together before. It'll be fine.
You're in good
hands.
We
won't get in any trouble. Good karma is safe.
The WTMJ Breaking News Center will check in with Alex next, and then it's Money Talk with the Annex Wealth Management crew on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.